Philip Semple, PA Dr. D. Surgeon Kid. The question is for Miss Nicole Brie. Brie spells B-R-E-W. Nicole spells N-I-C-O-L-E. Date of birth is 01/31/1977. This is a 48-year-old female. Here with throat pain, period. Next paragraph. Patient said this has been going on for a couple of days. Say that she's been traveling a lot with her son who plays football for a local college and has been going back and forth and noticed symptoms started while engaged in these activities, period. Says she was in the plane where there were others sick with similar symptoms, period. Patient says she was not using a mask, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history. Is none past surgical history. Is non-social history. She endorses tobacco use, alcohol use. Denies drug use. Next paragraph. Allergies, none. Next paragraph. Medication, vitamin D, multivitamins, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient reports myalgia. She reports chills. Next line, she reports coughs. This cough is productive. Next line, she reports runny nose, nasal congestion, said discharge from her, she has discharge from her nose. Next paragraph, she reports painful swallowing. Next paragraph, she reports chills. Next line, she denies rashes, period. Next line, she denies travel history to a foreign country. Denies night sweats or bloody sputum with a cough, period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert-oriented in mild distress. O2 sat is 97% at room air. Blood pressure is 122 over 76, pulse 78, respiration 18, temperature 97.9, period. Next paragraph, throat. Erythematous, edematous, tonsils, uvula, and pharynx. No exudates present. Uvula is midline and mobile. Next line, nose congested with discharge. There is edematous and erythematous turbinates. Next line. Respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. She has mild inspiratory and expiratory wheezes. This is her diffusely, period. No use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion. There is no extremity edema. Next paragraph. Wells criteria was used to assess this patient's for PE because of her travel history. Her Wells by Cram Wells score is low. PE is low, index of suspicion for PE. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is acute rhinitis. Number two is acute bronchitis. Number three is acute pharyngitis. Number four is acute cough. Next paragraph. In the clinic today, patient received the following Rocephin 1 gram IM. Dexamethasone 10 milligrams IM. She was observed and reevaluated. She reports no side effects from the medication. She was discharged with prednisone 20 milligrams 1 PO daily for 5 days. Advised to take this in the mornings. Next medication, Diflucan 150 milligrams, take 1 PO daily only if she has yeast infection. Next medication, Tessalon 100 milligrams 1 PO TID for 10 days, number 30. Next medication, Zitromax 250 milligrams 2 PO now, then 1 PO. Then in 24 hours, 1 PO daily until gone. Number 6, next medication, Singulair, 10 milligrams, 1 PO Q QAM for 30 days. Number 30, she was advised to increase fluids, to come back to the clinic if worse, go to the nearest emergency room if we closed, end of the patient. Correction, in the clinic today, we did a strep, flu, and COVID test. These tests were all negative, period.